VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S.-backed forces are one step closer to liberating the last patch of Syrian territory held by the Islamic State terror group, but a final assault could still be days away. On Wednesday, the Global Coalition tweeted, "The most hardened of ISIS fighters still remain." It said U.S.-backed forces continue to receive civilians attempting to escape to safety. Al-Shabaab, the militant group, claimed responsibility on Wednesday for the assassination of Somalia's deputy attorney general in Mogadishu. Authorities say the attack took place Wednesday in the Hodan district as Mohamed Abdirahman Mursal left home for work. Witnesses told VOA Somali that two men on a motorcycle blocked his way, ordered him to exit the car, and shot him dead. The reason for the attack was not known, although Al-Shabaab has, in the past, assassinated government officials, civil surgeons, soldiers, and elders. Egypt on Wednesday executed nine suspected members of the Muslim Brotherhood. They'd been convicted of involvement in the 2015 assassination of the country's top prosecutor, according to security officials. The nine were found guilty of taking part in the bombing that killed Hisham Barakat. It's the first assassination of a senior official in Egypt in a quarter century. Redeployment of opposing forces in Yemen's civil war away from crucial seaports could begin within days, but humanitarian operations are at risk of running out of money in weeks. UN Humanitarian Chief Mark Lowcock told a meeting of the UN Security Council that current resources will be exhausted by the end of the March. Of March, that is, the UN coordinated aid operation in Yemen includes more than 250 groups. This is VOA News.